Dee stood and turned. Standing just 3 meters from him, the remote in her hand, was Amelia Solo. She stared up at him, defiant. He gestured for the remote.
Give me that.
She shook her head.
You're not going to kill her.
I'm not going to kill your mother. There was just a flicker of surprise in the little girl's eyes. She didn't answer. Dee gave her a sympathetic nod. I do apologize. I suspect you would have grown up to be much like your mother. I approve of intelligence and beauty in all their forms. But duty comes first. I'm going to kill you now, and then your mother. It will be painless, if you let it be so.
He drew forth his lightsaber and activated it. She turned to run. Faster than she could hope to move, he charged, bringing his blade up. He didn't see the attack coming. One moment he was at the start of his slash, then he was off balance, falling, his face on fire. His attacker was made up of fur and sharp protrusions and rage. It bit, clawed, raked. Dee hit the sand, rolled awkwardly up onto his knees, and grabbed for his tormentor with his free hand. His fingers closed on a furry extremity and yanked. The thing didn't come free. It held on, digging its sharpness deeper into his cheek and forehead and eye. Dee howled and yanked again. This time, he pulled the monster off. He flung it out into the darkness. Blood poured down the right side of his face. He suspected, though he was not sure, that the eye on that side was lost. Burning with anger, anger fueled the dark side. He stood. It would take one step, one swing, and the little girl would be done. And then he'd take care of her pet. He turned toward Amelia. Between him and the little girl stood Leia Solo, her lightsaber unlit in her hand. Now, it snap hissed into life. Beyond her, pale, Amelia stared at him, the remote still in her hands. Leia was pale too, panting, a spectral image in the moonlight. But her words were measured and clear.
Care to surrender?
No.
Good.
She came at him. Dee took her first attack, blocking with both skill and sheer strength, a defense meant to look contemptuous, meant to intimidate. Leia was not intimidated. She retreated a step before he could shove her away. Disengaged, kicked. His blade swept through the air where her leg should have ended up, but she hadn't followed through. Sand propelled by her foot spattered against his face, the right side of his face. He grinned. Hers had been a viable tactic, countered by damage he'd already sustained. Then it was on, a full-speed duel to the death. Relaxing into the Force, into instinct and muscle memory and training, Dee decided that the moment was one of perfect complementarity. His hot anger against her cool restraint. Male and female, Sith and Jedi. Glowing red against glowing blue. Strength against suppleness. He felt a thrill of delight at the beauty of it. Complementarity. Their blades locked, sizzling. Then they spun away from each other, and Dee realized he'd made a mistake. Spinning toward his offhand, as he'd done thousands of times, he lost sight of his opponent a fraction of a second early, betrayed by his missing eye. He felt Leia surge in the Force. He whirled his blade in a defensive, protective pattern, but it encountered nothing. They came to a stop facing each other. Dee felt a curious sense of detachment. Then he found himself staring at the sky. He didn't know how, but suddenly he was looking up at the stars. Then at the camp beyond the overlook, and it was upside down. Then at the backs of his own legs and feet. His head hit the sand a moment before his body collapsed. His head rolled a few meters, then came to a stop. The last thing he saw was the Nexu. Puffed up, blood spattered, sitting, staring at him. And darkness washed that image away forever.